From Spark and Anvil and DigQuest, this is Shape in Chapter 1 of the DigQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Shape is a small jaybird kid, warm cream feathers tipped with soft blue, in a plain tunic, always looking ready to study something closely. He carries a set of sorting cards, tiny measuring calipers, and a sketch pad for drawing exactly what he sees. Shape's whole craft is artifact typology, figuring out what family an old object belongs to. What family of object, he asks. Typology plus comparative craft. New diggers, he's noticed, hold up an old thing and want a quick answer to what is it. But things people made belong to families. Broken pots have their own rim shapes, designs, clays, and firing. Stone tools have their own chip marks and edges. Even beads have families of material and shape and drilled hole. A single potsherd isn't just a chip, Shape says. If it looks like other pots from a known tradition, it tells you when people lived, how they made things, even who they traded with. But you only learn that by comparing, slowly, carefully, against everything already known. Shape learned that the patient eye sees the most in the brushy edges of DigQuest, where his family were known as the Long Comparers. They were jays who had always looked closely, turning a seed, a shell, a bright scrap over and over before deciding what it was. The eye that compares well sees what others miss, they taught their young. Patience makes the comparison. Young Shape used to want to shout the first guess, "It's a spoon," and be right fast. But I was wrong a lot when I hurried, Shape says, and right almost every time I slowed down and compared. That was the lesson that stuck. The quick guess is a gamble. The careful comparison is the craft. He never forgot the feel of the two, the hot little rush of blurting, and the quiet, sure click of knowing because he truly looked. When Shape was 12, he walked to DigQuest and met Trowel, the wise old mentor. "What is typology?" Trowel asked. Shape didn't even blink. "What family of object? Typology plus comparative craft." Trowel smiled. "You are appointed." In Shape's workshop, his tools lay neatly out. The sorting cards, the calipers, the sketch pad. "Watch," he said, picking up a small brown potsherd. First, he measured the curve of the rim with his calipers, how wide the whole pot must have been. Then he sketched it exactly, the rim's shape, a tiny pattern near the edge, the thickness. He peered at the clay and found flecks of shell. "That's its temper," he explained. "It helps tell us where it came from." Then he opened a thick reference catalog and carefully matched his drawing to the pictures inside. "Aha! This sherd belongs to a regional craft tradition. That tells us roughly when it was made and that it was probably a storage jar." Then he taught the whole method as one patient habit. Measure the shape, calipers, protractor, exact drawing. Record the designs, patterns, colors, photos. Study the materials. What's the clay? Where's the stone from? Look for use wear, marks that show how it was used. Compare to known types in the big catalogs. Build on the cumulative work of many archaeologists over many years. Propose a new type only carefully, written down and shared for others to test. And never snap guess. That's a spoon. The comparison is the work. And mind your words, he added. Some type names are tradition specific and mean different things to different people. Always check first. He puffed his chest a tiny bit. Typology isn't something I made up alone. I just joined a long conversation that's been going for generations.
So the slow way is actually the real way? A young digger asked. The comparison is the craft, Shape agreed gently. And he watched the digger set down a sherd of their own, resist the quick guess, and compare calipers, sketch, catalog, until the family clicked into place. Shape set his own little shirt down softly, and a warm, glad feeling filled his chest. Not the jittery rush of blurting a guess, but the calm, quiet pride of taking his time and getting it right. "When you slow down and compare with care," he said, "you feel proud in a quiet way, like you gave the little thing back its family and its story too." That quiet, unhurried, gave it back its family pride, steadier and warmer than any fast guess, was to Shape the very best part of the work.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Shape. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.